We are joined in the studio, as promised, by Dwight Bassett, who is Chapel Hill's Economic Development Director. A lot going on, as always, in terms of the local economy. So we're going to check in with Dwight and get a checkup on what's going on here in our local economy. Dwight, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So what is going on? We had Clay Grubb here in the studio a couple of weeks ago now, I think, to talk about developments at Glen Lennox, which are awesome, the cranes and all of the construction that's going on there, the beginning of that really cool project, but not the only thing that Grubb Properties is doing in Chapel Hill, right?
Absolutely. They're building workforce housing at Glen Lennox now, which we're pretty excited about. They'll be starting an office building once they complete that project, and they've also acquired 137 East Franklin. A lot of people know it as CVS Plaza or the old NC&B building. And that's about 100,000 square foot of office space that they'll renovate and make a good investment in. We're pretty excited about that. We think it'll mean a lot for downtown.
Do you have an idea yet, or do they have an idea of what is going to go into that space?
So we've been having conversations for a number of years about creating more of an innovation hub around all the things the university does and what the town and county are doing and innovation and entrepreneurship. We're exploring to see if that's a place that we might be able to pull all that together. We don't know yet. A lot more due diligence needed before we can answer that question, but we're certainly looking at it.
137 East Franklin, is that the one, the building that also includes what used to be R&R Grill in the back?
It is.
Does that include R&R Grill? Like that whole building is
and
being renovated?
And the parking deck, yep, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep. That's going to be a really significant development downtown.
It is. So because they're making their investment through an opportunity zone, it requires that they put their adjusted cost basis of the building back into renovation. So that means it's a pretty significant renovation and investment for them.
So tell us about the opportunity zone. We've talked a little bit about this on the air, and there's been some questions about like what actually constitutes the opportunity zone or what it is or why it's where it is.
Right. So as a part of the 2017 federal budget, a plan, and this is not the first time we've gone through a series like this. We've had enterprise zones and other, they've been called different things. This time it was opportunity zones. And the Treasury picked what was previously known as New Market Tax Credit census tract eligible tracts and used those same tracts. So we had two that were eligible, one on the south side of West Franklin, which had limited commercial opportunity, and this one that's basically bounded by Martin Luther King, Estes, and East Franklin. So it's probably got kind of three points where there could be commercial opportunity, primarily in downtown, along East Franklin and East Rosemary. And it's where people can defer capital gains if they invest in this fund for 5, 7, or 10 years and get tax benefits out of that.
What is it about those areas that makes them qualify as opportunity zones? Because I think people saw that and they're like, well, that's not the part of Chapel Hill that should qualify, but that's how it ended up being, right?
And I did not design them, and I've gotten criticized for them. The Treasury simply used the New Market Tax Credit census tracts, and they're the ones that have the lowest, our highest poverty rate or highest or lowest income in census overall. And, you know, people have, you know, the Daily Tar Heel said we were going to create gentrification. Well, I don't, if you really know that district, it's really, really hard to create gentrification based on the home values of most of those neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our only focus was the small commercial touches that were in that district, specifically in downtown.
And like along Rosemary Street and, right, and Franklin Street, right?
Absolutely.
What is it that causes the poverty rate to be high there? Is it student housing that's causing it?
I can only presume that the student housing along Hillsborough Street and Martin Luther King have to contribute significantly to that because it's not real. You and I both know that.
This is what happens when we just let algorithms do all the
that's
work.
That's exactly
right?
What happens.
Speaking with Dwight Bassett, but it is going to be cool for the town because we
absolutely
do have the opportunity to turn this into some commercial development.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Awesome. So speaking with Dwight Bassett, other cool things going on downtown. Are we getting a new launch cohort? What's the status on that right now?
So we have started a new summer cohort, which is primarily targeting students. Mm-hmm. We're excited about that. We'll also be issuing applications for the fall cohort in July. That's pretty exciting. Launch continues to thrive. We're beginning to see a lot of outgrowth of those companies, especially the early cohorts. Several companies that are up to 30, 40, and 50 employees, and we're starting to push their success out nationally, and that's pretty exciting. We've got a couple of new ventures that we see coming down the pike that will be significant growth companies. And, you know, we all hope that one day there'll be a Quintiles that starts here and grows here and stays here. And we think we may actually be on the verge of that, and we're pretty excited about that. It's a long-term payoff you have for investing in innovation and entrepreneurship.
What are the challenges? I know UNC is such a great hub for entrepreneurship, and we've got incubators and other places that are helping grow these businesses, and then they get to a point where they get too big, and then they move out to RTP or beyond. So what are the challenges now?
So we have pretty high office rent rates. Mm-hmm. Rental rates can go into the low 40s plus CAM, which is incredibly high for the entire Triangle region.
What does low 40s plus CAM mean?
$40 per square foot plus common area maintenance.
Okay.
And so you could be paying $42, $45 per square foot overall for your base rent and your common area maintenance. Mm-hmm. Pretty high. You can get some pretty decent Class B space here, still in the 20s. But even some of our Class B space, I would consider the old Blue Cross building a Class B space, but they're upgrading it to try to make it an A again. And, you know, they're in the 30s, and so it's the competitiveness of that rate when they can still go to Durham and find, you know, pretty cheap office space, 18 to low 20s there. And we find probably the single biggest factor that companies leave us is the lack of clash opportunity for like companies. We've lost a number of genome and bio companies that we tried really hard to keep here. And when they looked at the opportunity for being with like businesses in Durham, at the Chesterfield or other locations, we just couldn't compete. And we hope one day we'll break through that, and we'll have that opportunity for a stronger ecosystem for entrepreneurs, and it'll be easier.
Is it just because the other similar businesses are concentrated elsewhere?
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. What is the challenge with office space being upgraded? I know as someone who lived in Chapel Hill and ended up moving out because the housing complex got upgraded.
Right.
I know that's a challenge for affordable housing. How big of a challenge is it for office space?
So the saddest part of our office market story, coming out of the 2008 downturn in 2010, we went from 2010 to 2017 without building any office space.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time in our history since the 60s that we'd gone through any significant period of time without building. So we essentially lost our office market, and now we're trying to rebuild it. Carolina Square came out of the ground, the Station 854. Now Glen Lennox, the Gwendolyn, will be coming out of the ground. We think we're gaining momentum to get that office market back. And just like building more housing, it tends to help the overall market, you know, when you're getting new. We also have been non-competitive. When companies called us and said, I'm looking for 25, 35, or 50,000 square feet, can you meet it? We had to turn it down because, you know, our max may have been 15, 20,000 square feet that we could assemble in one location.
Speaking with Dwight Bassett. So as we get into the summer, upcoming things that people ought to know about.
Oh, so many.
That's my generic question. To just like, what do you want to talk about? I know we get into the summertime, we think about the summertime lull, but I know the last couple of summers, the lull isn't there anymore.
No,
in terms of,
it seems like it left about 5 or so years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, right.
I would welcome it to come back and slow down. But we're finishing up a North Chapel Hill market study, understanding how we can begin to positively influence growth and change in North Chapel Hill, and that's pretty exciting. We'll present that to council committee on June 7th, and then we will probably, hopefully, be forwarding that work in July and August and coming back to council in September with further steps. That's exciting. Our enterprise zone out on Millhouse Road, which is a zoning thing that council did a couple of years ago, we have hopefully a new client that we'll be able to announce in the next 60 to 90 days, and that's pretty exciting, and that's all in North Chapel Hill, so that's good things for that area.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Dwight Bassett. So as we wrap up, I do want to ask about the Blue Hill District,
right.
Ephesus Fordham. The most recent kind of story that has come out of the developments there has been with Park Apartments
right.
going away, and then a new kind of more upscale apartment coming in. What can you tell us about what's going on at Blue Hill right now?
So Park Apartments will begin redeveloping late this year, and we'll begin building a road early next year, the extension of Elliott Road over to Ephesus Church Road. We're pretty excited about it. They're making a significant contribution to affordable housing, which will certainly help with affordable housing in Chapel Hill. They'll be bringing in about 500 units to the district, which we think is pretty exciting. You know, the more residents that are living there, the higher demand they're going to be for restaurants and retail, which is forcing everyone to kind of step up their game, which means we have a better product there, and we think it's pretty exciting. We also think it's going to improve traffic to have that Elliott Road extension completed.
people want more information about economic development in Chapel Hill, where can they go?
Open2Business. Open2.biz.
Awesome. Go there and get more information about economic development in Chapel Hill. And again, thanks to Dwight Bassett for being with us today. Should put in a plug in for lunches with Dwight here at WCHL, right?
The great opportunity. I have to tell you, every one of those lunches, there's always been a couple of subjects that we dwell on. And most people feel that, you know, I'm just another bureaucrat that's just wanting to hear their story and I don't know anything about it. But I never leave those luncheons, that I don't go back to town hall. I contact multiple staff members.
Awesome.
A couple of the issues of elevated to the city manager, and we're trying to affect those issues. That's the point of these lunches, is so that I'm hearing the things that are affecting people doing business here.
And these are for business owners, anyone who wants to
anyone
come,
who
right?
Anyone who wants to come.
Yep, and talk about that. So open2.biz for more information on economic development in Chapel Hill. Can you go there for information about signing up for lunches with Dwight here?
No, I think you have to go to Chapelboro.
Chapelboro.com,
yeah,
right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. So go there for more information on that. Dwight Bassett, Chapel Hill Economic Development Director. Thank you so much for being
Thank
with
you.
Us today.
Great to be here.